What happens when moon full sits on the new fall of cloud drift, on the last day of the old year? I want to go there. I want to go neither forward nor back. I want to balance here, now, in the frozen midnight, here, now, halfway through my life, full moon. Full of dead seas, old glyphs, pictographs of rabbits, old codes, old rituals of thorn, old face, old woman with a desert face. Full of fossils and stars fall down the frozen midnight. Look, there are tracks in the snow. It was New Year's Eve, a full moon, a blue moon, a new year, an end to the old year, old black year with its shriveled fingers and toes. It was cold and blue, and it was New Year's Eve, and we were invited to our neighbor's house for mead, as if it were the Middle Ages. As if it really were the ending of things and the beginning. When we walked in, there were all our other neighbors who had been out on the hills for a full moon hike in big boots and jeans and Elmer Fudd hats, and children and courage and headlamps on backwards for the mountain lions, and courage and smiles and a glass of wine. And courage and laughter, and no shadows, even though the moon was second and full, and casting darkness all over the new white new year. And the old one was desperate and dead, and wicked witch under the house, striped socks shriveling, and not a damn thing she could do about it. And the munchkins all happy and courage, and the good witch, with her wand like a conductor, and just as superfluous. It was New Year's Eve, and I was not wearing boots and courage. I was wearing clogs and lipstick, and exhaustion and triumph, for I had actually arrived at the finish line. And it looked gorgeous with the full moon sitting on top of the only flat landing strip of a cloud and lighting up all its perfection of complexion. And here I was with all the heroes and not a hero as usual, but feeling like one since I was still alive and mostly sane and in love with my husband who also did not wear boots. And was more foolish than courageous, at least in that mountain lion way, but who had stood not in my shadow or in anyone else's, at least for not very long, during the whole long last year, when we tried to remember that there actually was a moon inside the cloud, much less a sun. It was New Year's Eve, and we were happy to be sitting in the room of people who did not wish to eat us, at least right now. People who seemed to have different skins but might look similar to us without headlamps or Elmer Fudd hats or children or courage, and were actually talking to us as if we contained the same kind of courage they did, or were faking it to be polite, and because it was New Year's Eve and the moon was full and second and blue, and we were all sitting in one room and drinking mead as if it were the Middle Ages, and we had known each other's families for generations and did this all the time, as if we had ritual and neighbor meant shaman and harvest and midwife and container and contained, and we knew the wrinkles and the children since they were born, and they knew us, and trusted that we really were wise as our wrinkles instead of whatever it is they think of us, if they ever do. It was New Year's, and the old year lay under the house of grief and would never, ever rise again. Ruby slippers or not. No, it was over. And although it would never be over, it was over for now. And the moon was second and blue and full and white on the cloud face and the earth face and on my face, as new as the cloud and as brief. And your face too was brief and too beautiful to look at. So I stared at the boots of the neighbors drinking mead as if it were the Middle Ages. And we knew how long it took to ferment mead and exactly what honey made the best mead and even which bees. And you were my beautiful, sitting all the way across the room and right next to me. And you were not my knight in shining armor, but my unarmored companion in the dark, holding my hand as the skin came off in layers, and all the muscle and blood and bone and marrow showed itself to itself. And we looked and looked and winced when the wind blew and when the rotted places throbbed, and we did not look away. It was New Year's Eve, and we held hands across a crowded room, examining and marveling that we were fleshed again, and that the flesh was pure as the cloud sitting under the candle of the moon, second of the month and 13th of the year, and full and fine as if nothing had ever happened to her, and yet old as her craters, pocked and hideous, and lovely in her light all over all of us, even though we sat inside and drank mead as if it were the Middle Ages. And we still believed in gods and elves, that we could meet in moonlight on New Year's Eve, when it was cold and the moon was full and second and 13th, and could touch us all over until we too were beautiful.